Hello to my kings and queens. How are y'all doing? This is your girl Moashe, and this is what I'm thinking. I don't even know where to start, y'all. I really don't. There's absolutely so much that I really want to talk about, and I have no idea where to start. June has been very, very interesting. I lasted clean through Mercury retrograde unfucking scathed. I did wonderful until maybe like the last 4 days. The last 4 days just sit me somewhere deep and dark. Over something minor. Over something absolutely minor. At this point of my spiritual journey, with me learning myself, I officially learned how to disassociate from absolutely everything and everybody. In the midst of me disassociating, trying to disconnect from all of the things that were no good for me and that were not beneficial to me, I ended up cutting off some of those people needed to go. I cut off people that shouldn't have been cut off. I disassociated from those that I shouldn't have. So today we're going to talk about disassociation. We are going to talk about the good and the bad of disassociation, because that was a lesson that I had to learn. I shut down from everything and everybody, and I'm completely okay with that. But there is no apologies that need to be set out at all, because it's something that I absolutely needed for me. And I would really like to appreciate everyone, mostly one important person that was very patient with me. I am very thankful to have Rachel D in my life. She has a podcast that's called The Chaotic Creative. Make sure y'all catch that on all streaming platforms. It is a wonderful podcast. Rachel D is my best friend. Me and her have been best friends since sixth grade. So it's been some years. We've had some trials, we've had some tribulations, we've cried, we've smiled, we've had to fight other people, but we've never honestly fought each other. So she's been my safe haven. In the midst of time of me disassociating myself away from people, and I will be honest, y'all, when I disassociated, there was no understanding of time. I don't even know how long this disassociating process even lasted. I don't even know if it had been. It felt like a month, but it could have been longer. I really could have been disassociating from people for a while now and not even realize that's what I was doing. But I will say this, she was very understanding about what was going on with me. I just didn't communicate what was going on. And I don't know. It was like I had just went on a whole sabbatical and I didn't care how anybody felt because I was going through some things. And in the process of going through the healing stage, when you're trying to heal yourself, you will go through some dissociation moments. You definitely will, because some things you just have to face on your own and you can't communicate to other people about because you feel like nobody understands. And that is completely okay, because honestly, nobody will understand, because this is your spiritual journey that you're on. These are the things that you went through. You were there in real prime time, so you know how these things felt for you. You know how these things felt for you. You know how you had to get through them, how you had to deal, how sometimes you didn't know how to deal. Sometimes you probably didn't know where you're coming and going. One thing that I can tell people about the spiritual journey is, baby, it is not for the weak. Okay? It is not for the weak. If you literally think that jumping on a spiritual journey is something fun and is something to play with, you cannot keep on your training wheels with this. When you are trying to be spiritually connected with God and you are trying to make your life better, you are going to hit some trials and tribulations and some hurdles, and there are going to be some obstacles that you're going to go through that you just really don't know how you're going to get through. And shit is going to hit the fan a lot, but it's to build you and mold you and make you into the person that you absolutely need to become. And solitude, disassociation, and isolation is sometimes what you need. The proper term of this is hermit mode. Hermit mode. It's basically when you shut off from the world. You shut off from sometimes everybody you love. Sometimes you honestly shut off from your human self. Physically, you'll shut yourself off. Mentally, you'll shut yourself off. And the only thing that you have to listen to is spirit. Your spirit, the Holy Spirit, other spirits, if that's what you do. You literally just sit in the abyss and you just focus on the things that will make you better. Sometimes a hermit mode shadow work is done. Or at least it's done for me. But each individual's hermit mode is something different. It depends on exactly what you're supposed to do with that time. And 9 times out of 10, you don't know what you're supposed to do with that time until it's done. For me, I've become so comfortable with going into hermit mode, I'm not even realizing that that's what I'm doing. Sometimes I'll feel like I'm spending way too much time with people and I just need to have solitude with myself, and I just need to spend time with myself. Sometimes I'll just shut off. And this time, that's what I did. But normally, it's like I'll just shut off from like social media or something like that. Like I won't watch social media, or for like a long period of time, I won't watch the news or something. But this time, it got to the point to where I just did not want to take any phone calls from anybody. I did not want to take any text messages. I still did not want to watch the news, but I used social media as a way to let people know that I was okay. Like, as long as I'm posting something, I'm good. As long as I'm commenting on something, I'm good. But when it came to like communicating, that was something that I really didn't want to do. I really just wanted to be quiet. I really just wanted to have peace. I really was not in the mood for small talk. That was my way of disassociating, because I was literally trying to work on a lot of the things that I was thinking about that happened in my past. And it's not like I was kind of trying to ponder on them or anything. This was the moment of absolute clarity of a lot of things. Realizing that a lot of people are gone from my life because they're supposed to be gone. That the path that I am about to walk on, they can't walk with me. I'm gonna have to be on this path alone, pretty much. And with disassociation, the reason why I couldn't talk to, like, me and my mom live in the same house, and my room is right across from hers, and I was just in this room because that's what I needed, that's what I had to do. I had to isolate myself away from people. I changed my phone number and I sat on it for maybe like a whole day. I have no idea what phone calls I missed, what text messages I missed, what type of news I missed during that time, but I changed my phone number and I sat there for a whole day and I didn't give it to anybody because I just needed that peace and quiet for that moment. I didn't want to help anybody. I didn't want anybody to help me. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to think. I didn't want to feel for a while because I'm a very emotional person. And now on this spiritual journey, the emotional I thought I was before this, oh, this is totally different. This is totally different. I will tell you that because the mass shootings that happened, they sent me somewhere. So I honestly had to disassociate from everything. I had to disassociate, had to fall into a black hole because I didn't want anyone to ask me how I felt about it. I couldn't talk about it. It was one of those things that I still was in the processing stage of, and it hurt me very deeply, and it angered me because it's kind of like I personally cannot do anything on my own, and it angers me because I can't do anything because it's this stuff is still going on. It's been about maybe 10, 20 years, and mass shootings are still happening. And it bothers me that they're still happening. But I know that it's just the way of this world. And I completely understand that this is my human experience. That when I'm done with this body, I'm gonna go somewhere else. And my job is not done because I have a purpose. And I have to find that purpose. And in order for me to find my purpose, sometimes I have to disassociate away from what's going on in this world. And that's not a bad thing. Disassociating does not mean that you don't care what's going on in the world. It means that you care, but you are choosing not to put your energy fully in that. Because energy is transferable, and energy carries so much more weight than we realize. So we have to be careful We have to be very careful what we put our energy in. And sometimes you can use more energy being angry or being sad or being hateful or being petty. Or you can use so much energy overthinking about things that you have no control over. So sometimes you just have to honestly just shut down like a computer. and just go into hermit mode and just be in a meditative state as much as you can. As much as you possibly can. Because that's what I did. That's what I did. When I was not on the internet trying to make sure that people see, oh, okay, she's on Facebook, so she's good, but she's not answering my phone calls. But, you know, it looked like she's posting a lot of happy things, so she's good. When I wasn't putting on that persona that everything was all right, I meditated. I meditated and I made sure that I slept so I could build my energy and my mindset up together to process and do shadow work on a lot of these things that I need to fix to make myself a better me, to make myself a stronger warrior for whatever there is to come. So I want you all to disassociate sometimes. Please, please. It is very healthy that you have your hermit time. No phone calls, no text messages, no social media. If that's something that you want to do, you pick your time. But you spend time with yourself. Become one with yourself. Become one with the Holy Spirit. I love y'all. Y'all have a great day. Y'all take care.